the show you don't want to miss. The Big E Sports Show with Elissa Walker-Campbell. Stay tuned as Elissa goes up close and personal with some of the biggest names in the world of sports. From Dallas Cowboys Hall of Fame quarterback Roger Staubach to legendary broadcaster Pat Summerall. Think big. Think big. It's all happening right here on the Big E Sports Show.
The start of the college football season is officially 1 week away, and certainly one of the biggest games will be played right here in Arlington, a neutral site at Cowboys Stadium that features TCU and, of course, Oregon State. No doubt, it'll be quite a game and something very special for Frog fans. We're delighted to visit with their leader, the 2009 National Coach of the Year, TCU's very own Coach Patterson. Thanks for joining us, Coach.
Well, thanks, Alyssa. We're glad to be on.
Let's start things off on a light note, a positive omen. I think Mother Nature must be on your side because a little bit of a cold front and some rain through Fort Worth. How nice is that? I'm going to assume that's a good thing for your guys.
We were jumping up and down, you know, and we've been also saved a little bit by the Cowboys because we've been able to go over and practice in a little air condition a couple of times. But that always helps because, you know, it gets their legs back quicker.
Absolutely. Hey, before we highlight and talk about your team, let's hit on your scheduling philosophy this season. Certainly quite a game to kick things off, a terrific venue there at Cowboys Stadium. Coach, you've been in the business for so many years, over 30 years. How special is this? This is, you know, a chance of a lifetime.
Well, you know, that's, you know, we've been in big ball games, and you have to play in these kind of ball games to be able to make sure that people understand where you are and your measuring stick of what you're trying to get accomplished. And, you know, it'll be a prime time ball game at 6:45, 7 o'clock at night. I think it's the only two preseason ranked teams playing each other first game of the season on that weekend. And so for us, you know, we're excited to be in it. Obviously, as a coach, you know, it makes you a lot more nervous because Oregon State's a very good football team and very explosive with the kind of wide receivers and running backs that they have. So, you know, we have a lot of work to do to make sure that we can take care of what we need to take care of.
Coach Patterson is along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show, and I want to talk to you about as far as the mental preparation coming into this game, this atmosphere. How are you approaching this?
Well, not much different. I mean, the biggest thing is you gain a lot of confidence by knowing what you're doing and where you're trying to go with it, and that's where we're at right now. We're trying to make sure that we're in a situation. We've always usually played very well in first ball games, and we've had our legs back from under us and get prepared. You know, the difference is just the kind of team that Oregon State is and how explosive they are, both sides of the ball. They're very physical, a lot like us in those fashions, and they can run. And so, you know, you have less margin for error. So we're trying to take out as much margin as we can.
You've always spoken very high about Coach Mike Riley's team, and we're going to talk some more about some of the concerns coming into that. But, you know, I think here we are just a week away from the big game. The emotions will be running high. Adrenaline will be pumping. As the head coach, how are you going to keep everybody, you know, their emotions in check so that they don't get caught up into that panic and kind of starry-eyed, but they, you know, segment and take things one thing at a time?
Well, again, it's just preparation. You've got to make sure you put them in situations that they're, when you get in the ball game, they've already been there before. And so that's, for us, that's, you know, that's what we're trying to get accomplished, is to make sure we do that. That comes with, you know, just repping and working hard at what you do. And so for us, that's what we're, you know, that's things we've done here forever and hopefully we keep doing.
Let's talk about how much has the tempo picked up over the past week?
No, not really. You know, these guys have really tried, you know, ever since January, they've been working hard. You know, we've had some guys out because of different reasons, but we're getting, you know, we're getting closer and closer. But it's, tempo's picked up now because we're, you know, we're back into school and we're only into one practice a day, and now they're being able to get their legs back under us, and now they can actually see the end in sight, you know, ball game, not just practice, and they're playing against, you know, somebody else's offense and defense now. So it makes for a lot more fun time for a coach.
Nationally, everyone's talking about all the veterans that you guys are returning, but what about some of the breakout players, some of the freshmen coming in? Can they be some real difference makers for you?
I don't know if we will have any. You know, we had so many guys coming back from a year ago that, you know, there might be a couple freshmen, but right now I'd say that it's probably possibly at the corner position, but I would say probably right now it's going to be a veteran group of guys that have already been here and understand what we're trying to get accomplished.
TCU in the preseason polls ranked 6th nationally, Oregon State Beavers 24th, and they finished last year 6-3 in the Pac-10, 8-5 overall. Were you surprised to see them ranked 24th? I thought that would be, perhaps they'd be a little bit higher.
Well, I would have thought so. I think people just are questioning, you know, they don't know anything about the quarterback, but really all the other players they have coming back. And, the way, you know, they were within a bowl, really a win against Oregon or going to the Rose Bowl last year. So we understand what kind of football team they have and what you have to get accomplished to play against them. And so for us, we're getting ready to go.
Coach Gary Patterson is along with us this weekend on the Big East Sports Show. As we talk about the Beavers, their sophomore Ryan Katz, he's going to make his first collegiate start. What do you guys need to do to not allow him to get on track?
Well, it's not so much him. People, you can't get untracked. We have to stop their running back, and we have to stop their wide receiver, them running with the football. James Rogers, the wide receiver, ran for over 600 yards running fly sweeps and reverses, and Jacquizz is the preseason Pac-10 Player of the Year. If we don't stop the run, then we'll never get a chance to see what the quarterback has to offer because they won't throw it. And so for us, we've got to be able to take those other two dimensions away. But just listen to everybody. They feel like they have a great stable of wide receivers that they can throw to. And then quarterback-wise, we've got to make sure that, you know, we get pressure. I mean, I don't think there's any secrets to playing against a quarterback. You have to be able to either get a pressure with a four-man rush or more guys than that. So for us, we got to see how it all goes.
Gary Patterson, always love to talk some defense. Let's talk some offense. Of course, your key returning player is Andy Dalton. He seems to be in every magazine these days. How is he progressing, and how does he look at this point?
Well, you know, you don't know. Once you've played against him so long, each of us knows each other's checks. And so for us, you know, I think he's excited about getting the first ball game. But he doesn't make very many mistakes. Obviously, coaches are always concerned about interceptions and all those kind of things. But as far as seeing the defense, the game slowing down for him, Andy Dalton is in that situation. He's been there before. He's played against the Texases, the Oklahomas. He was at Clemson a year ago, and then he was in the BCS game. So I expect him to play at a very high level and to bring everybody else on offense with him.
Coach, we're going to keep it short and sweet today as we get ready to wrap up our interview. We wanted to talk to you about the Extreme Home Field Makeover. We've not had a chance to visit with you about this on our program. Really a win-win situation for everybody. And I'm excited, being a person working in the media. That elevator of yours over there, it frightens me terribly. So I'm claustrophobic. I hope it's going to be a little bit nicer.
Well, let's hope it's a lot nicer since we're going to tear it all the way to the ground. So, and you won't have to go up as high.
Yes, that's a little bit frightening. But what can we expect as far as, you know, we're in so many different markets. Kind of give us a visual of what some of the Frog fans across the nation can look forward to.
Well, number one, you'll have it. You'll go to where you'll have 29 luxury boxes. And, you know, the stadium will be as high as what it is now. So it's still a landmark. That's one of the things that's very important to TCU and the Fort Worth and Eamon Carter Foundation. The other part of the whole thing is that just you're going to have more amenities. It's really hard to move forward in college football and recruiting and all the things that come along with the stadium if you don't have a great place for a person to come in and enjoy themselves. And, you know, it's going to be a complete makeover on the north end. The north, which will be bowled in, will have a second level. And then on the west side, which will have, like I said, the press box lower with a club level and also to have 29 luxury boxes.
It certainly will be impressive, $105 million overhaul. But I thought what was interesting listening to you at the press conference is, you know, you said it's not going to be gaudy. I mean, it's going to be very resourceful. Can you kind of expound on that, Coach?
Well, you know, that's the way we've done everything here. It's always going to look classy. But what we're trying to do is understand that we're not going to go over the top. We want it to be somewhere that'll last the test of time, kind of like our indoor is. It's got a lot of class to it. It's got appeal, that it's just not going to be a fad. And I think, you know, for the people that are coming in and doing things, it gives us an opportunity to be able to handle the things we need to handle.
And $105 million overhaul, that's not easy to raise that kind of funding. And I understand what 34 donors were able to step forth, and it's going to be completely paid for in 5 years. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, we're Chancellor and Board of Trustees did not want to bond this project because of the size of it. So we had some very good friends and visionaries that stepped up and said, hey, this is how we'll do this. And, you know, it's without them, we could have never got it done.
Well, Coach, we certainly appreciate your time. We hear the phones ringing. So we'll check in with you next week. And good luck in the big game 1 week from Saturday.
Thank you, Alyssa.
You bet. We're going to step aside. Steve Habel's going to be joining us here momentarily.